We're starting with Hashem Hilchis Basar B'Cholov. We're starting Shir 1 in the beginning of Simen Pei Zayin. Let's start with the Machaber. The Machaber says, Kosev B'Toyva L'Sevashel Gadi B'Chalev Imoy Sholish Po'omim. In the Torah it says three times, L'Sevashel Gadi B'Chalev Imoy, that one should may not cook a kid in its mother's milk. One time is in Parshas Mishpatim, once in Parshas Kisisa, and once in Parshas Re'eh. So why does the Torah have to tell us three times L'Sevashel Gadi B'Chalev Imoy? So the Machaber says, Echod L'Iser Bishul, Ve'echod L'Iser Achilo, Ve'echod L'Iser Hano. One is to tell you that it's also to cook meat and milk together. One is to tell you that it's also to eat meat and milk that were cooked together. And one is to tell you that there is an Iser Hano, one may not have benefit from Basar B'Cholov, meat and milk that were cooked together. V'hoitzi achila b'loshin bishul. If the Torah wants to tell us that it's also to eat basar b'cholov, why does the Torah say le'sevashel, a loshin of bishul of cooking? Lo'imar she'enoy osur min ha'toyra elo derech bishul. To tell us that min ha'toyra, it's only osur if it was cooked derech bishul, in a normal cooking fashion. We'll see later what this includes. The Shach says that it does not include Malicha or Kvisha, meat and milk that were salted or pickled together. Aval midrabanan aser b'chol inyan. Midrabanan, any combination or taste of milk in meat, or vice versa, it's aser midrabanan. So some of the examples are what the Shach says, that kovosh, pickling, we'll see, is one of the things that transfers taste. Malicha as well, salting also transfers taste. So these things are aser midrabanan. So then the Ramah says, Kol basar b'cholov she'eino yaser min ha'toyra mutar b'hano. Any meat and milk combinations that are not aser min ha'toyra are mutar b'hano. One may derive benefit. This is the Ramah's opinion. The Shach and the Taz both bring that the Mashal do not hold that way, but they agree to the Ramah that there is no iser hano on anything that is aser midrabanan. So now let's see the first part of the introduction of the Prima Gadim. In the Machon is right before the Shulchan Aruch, and in the old Shulchan Aruch sits in the back. So let's see the differences between Basar B'Cholov and other Isurim. Let's start from the beginning, inside. Da, the Yesh Hevdol bin Basar B'Cholov l'shar Isurim. There are differences between the Isur of Basar B'Cholov and other Isurim. B'tlas mili k'mashevar, in three things, like I'll explain. Basar B'Cholov sh'nes'arvu yachad al yidei bishul haroi. Meat and milk that were mixed together through proper cooking, nasu shneim ba'achilo u'ba'hanam min ha'toyra, become aser to eat and to derive benefit min ha'toyra. Ve'ilu shari surim ha'noigim b'neinu, ruban miton b'hana, most other isurim are muter b'hana, chutz min chametz v'pesach, except for chametz and pesach, v'orla, fruit of the first 3 years of a tree, v'klai kerem, and mixtures of different crops grown together. That's number one. So number one is that there's an Isur Hano and an Isur Bishul, which there is not in other Isurim, except for a few that have an Isur Hano. Beis, the second difference is, Basar B'Cholov Chaticha Na'asas Nevela. By Basar B'Cholov, the din of Chaticha Na'asas Nevela, which we explained in the introduction, and Efshel HaSeichtoi is Aser Min HaTorah. Meaning, what's Chaticha Nasa Nevela? That means that if, let's say, an ounce of milk falls on a pound of meat while it's being cooked, then now this meat is now Aser, because it has a taste of milk in it. So now, what happens if I take this piece of meat and cook it in another pot, let's say a pot of vegetables? So now how much do we need against the piece of meat to mevatel it? We'll learn shortly that anytime this taste of Isser in food, this Isser is Aser min ha'Torah. So now, if I take this pound of meat and I cook it with 30 pounds of vegetables, so even though there's 60 against the ounce of milk that will come out of the meat, and now there will not be taste of meat and milk in the vegetables, there'll only be taste of meat, still we say that the whole pound of meat has a din of a nevela, has a din of Isser in its entirety. This din is known as Chanan. And therefore we need 60, which is the standard shear given to negate Isser, that once there's 60 times in Isser, we say that there's no longer taste. So unless there's 60 against the whole piece of meat, it's, the vegetables would still be Isser. That's a din of Chanan. Actual Seichter means that what happens if a piece of meat, we cook it enough that the taste of milk comes out of the meat and it no longer has a milk taste. Nonetheless, the piece of meat remains Isser. That's the din of Efshel Seichter. So by Basa B'cholav, these two Isurim, Chanan, Efshel Seichter, are Isser min HaTorah. V'ilu Shav Isurim, Efshel Seichter, V'chatich Nas Nevela, Lehavi Ela Midu Abonan. By other Isurim, we'll see some Machlekes Mechaber Amor, what do we say Chanan by Shav Isurim? Efshel Seichter, both the Mechaber and Amor agree that you say Efshel Seichter. It's a Machlekes, but if you say Chanan. But even according to Amor, that we say Chanan by Shav Isurim, it's only Isser Midu Abonan. Even though the Marik brings an opinion that Chanan b'shar Yisurim is min haTorah, like Hamilon Kain, we do not hold like that, or Kamash Yisbar, like we'll explain in Simon Tzadik Beis. That's the second difference between Basa B'cholav and Shar Yisurim, that by Basa B'cholav, Chanan and Efshel Seichter is Daraisa. But by Shar Yisurim, it's only Darabonah. Gimel, Tamki Iker, b'Basa B'cholav, l'kuli alma havi min haTorah. Tamki Iker means that any thing that has a taste of Isser, if I cook some Isser and it gives taste, even if I remove the Isser, now there's taste of this Isser in a pot, that's called Tamki Iker. So by Basa B'cholav, if milk is cooked with meat, this meat, which now has a taste of milk in it, is Asa Midai Reisa. Or B'shar Yisurim, Yesh Poiskim D'lei Asa Ele Midu Abonan. But by other Yisurim, there are Poiskim that hold that if food only has a taste of Isser, it's only Asa Midu Abonan. But after the done the b'shar isurim havi tamki ikur min haTorah, and even according to us that we hold that even by other isurim other than basa b'cholav, tamki ikur something that has taste is asur min haTorah. Mikol mokim heftel yesh, there's a difference between basa b'cholav and shar isurim. The ilu basa b'cholav hayoloika al kol kazayis mi basa oy mi cholav oy mi shneim yachad. By basa b'cholav, for either kazayis of meat that has the taste of milk, or a kazayis of milk which has a taste of meat, or half and half, half a kazayis of meat which has a taste of milk, and half a kazayis of milk which has a taste of meat, you get malchus. Or b'shar isurim, but b'shar isurim, ain't like al tamki ikur. K'mo shevayah b'etzus Hashem. By other isurim, if I eat a piece of meat that has the taste of isur in it, I don't get malchus. Even though the food is asur min daraisa, there's no malchus unless I eat a kezayis kadei achilas pras, meaning I eat a kezayis of actual Isser in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, which is the volume of either 3 or 4 eggs. But if I eat less than that, even though the food is Isser, I don't get malchus. One more difference between basa b'cholav and other Isserim is if it's eaten in an unusual way. The Prima Gaudim in the next line speaks about this, as well as the Piskei Teshuva in Sifkat Aleph. Let's just see the Prima Gaudim further. Hanok Ketzad, Basa B'cholav, Ha'asa B'achila Min HaTorah, Asa Nami B'hano. Basa B'cholav is also Asa to have benefit from. Va'af Shaloi K'derech Achila B'hano Asa. And even if it's eaten not in the normal manner, or one had benefit not in the normal manner, it's still Asa. So an example, he brings a little further on, Shem Iriv Zavar Mar B'secha Chayev. That if I added something bitter to the basa b'cholav and then I ate it, I would be chayev for eating basa b'cholav, even though it's not normally eaten like that. If I added a lot of salt, or another example brought by the Rambam, is if I boiled up the milk and drink it boiling hot. So now the question is, what happens if the basa b'cholav becomes moldy, it becomes unfit for human consumption? So now if you have a Rambam, it's worth it to open the Rambam and see inside. Let's see inside in the Rambam in Machol Sasuris, which can be found in Kedusha. So in Machol Sasuris, Perik Yud Dalid, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says as follows. Kol ha'eichlim ha'asurim einachayev aleihim atriyechel oisim derech hano. All foods which are asur, you're not chayev unless you eat them in the normal fashion of having benefit. Chutz mi basa b'cholav b'kalai kerem, except for basa b'cholav and kalayim, forbidden crops that are grown together, the fishalei nema behen achila, was it does not say achila bebasa b'cholav or klai keren. Elohoitzi isu achilosim b'loshin acheres. It says isu achila in a different loshin, b'loshin bishul. It uses the word bishul, b'loshin hektish, and b'klai keren is called hektish. Lesu oisim v'afidu shalika derechano. It says it in a different loshin to tell you that even if we eat it, not in the normal fashion, it is still asr. Then he says in Aluch Yud Aleph, Ketzer, harish himcha es achilev, someone who melts forbidden fats, for gomer and swallows it, kshu cham, when it's still hot, at shenichve groine mimenu, and his throat gets burned from it, or she'ochal chilev chai, or one eats raw fats, or she'irev dvorim morim kagoin roish velana l'soich yayin nesach, or l'soich kaderish and lavela, v'ochlam kashen morim, or you mixed in bitter foods in yayin nesach, onto a pot of nevela, and you ate them when they were bitter, or she'ochal oichel ha'osir, achar she'hesriach v'hivish, or you ate isir after it became moldy, or bottle ma'oichel adam, and it's no longer fit for human consumption, ha'veis ha'potter. By other isurim, all these cases are potter. V'im iriv dovar mar, v'sech kaderish al basa b'cholav, however, if you mix in something bitter into a pot of basa b'cholav, or ibi yayin klai kerem, or the yayin of klai kerem, in such a case, it will be chayiv. So now the question is, what's the din by basa b'cholav if it's moldy and no longer fit to eat? So there are many achrenim who are medayik from the Rambam that the Rambam says by basa b'cholav that if v'im iriv dovar mar, v'sech kaderish al basa b'cholav, ibi yayin klai kerem, v'achli chayiv. That if I mix in something bitter, then I'm chayiv. But the Rambam doesn't say that in all the above cases, b'basav chalav yachayiv. Why doesn't the Rambam just say, u'b'chol zeh b'basav chalav chayiv? In all these cases, whether you mixed in something bitter or it became moldy, yachayiv. So since the Rambam does not say that, the achroinim infer that the Rambam holds that if it becomes moldy and is no longer fit to eat, even by b'basav chalav, one is potter. This could be found in the Chavis Das, in Simen Kuf Gimel, Biurim Sif Katan Aleph, in the Yad Avrom, Simen Pei Dalad, Sif Yud Zayin, and in the Prima Godim, in Sif Se Das, Simen Kuf Gimel, Sif Katan Dalad, as well as other Achwainim. So now let's see, what's the din of the ashes of Basa B'cholav. So let's see the piece in the Prima Godim, in the Psicha. In the Machon, it's in the top of the second column, starting from the words Ubasar B'cholav. So the Prima Godim says, Ubasar B'cholav ha-ne'eser b'hano hu mehanikvorim. Basar B'cholav, that's asar b'hano, is from those that have to be buried. There's two types of Yisur Hano. There are those that should be burned, and there are those that should be buried. The ones that should be buried may not be burnt. This is because those that are buried, the Afer, the ashes are still asur b'hano. So therefore we say don't burn it, because then people might have hano, derive benefit from the ashes. Therefore it's better to bury it, and people won't have any hano from it. So basar b'cholav is from those that should be buried. The choshev seif t'mura. Like it says at the end of Maseches T'mura. O pasaken ha-rambam zal, b'perek tes mehilchas machol sesuris halacha aleph. This is how the Rambam paskins in machol sesuris. V'im sofai ha'efer asur kadin ha'nekborim, if you burn it, whether the ashes of the basar b'cholav are asur, like all the other Yisur Hano that are supposed to be buried, v'isa la'minchas Yaakov, b'serlis la'mincha, at the end of the Minchas Yaakov, he has a small kuntris called serlis la'mincha, kal pehei din gimel, the kosev, v'im nisraf ha'efer shari, that if you burn the basar b'cholav, the ashes are asur, then esparid lachluchas ha'cholav minei, because the moisture of milk is removed from the meat. So in the ashes, there's no more milk, and therefore, it's not basar b'cholav anymore, and therefore it's mutter. V'mohaya efshir l'haftar kach biltei sheyishu mimashu cholav havishari. The Minchas Yaakov holds that if it's possible to separate, that the milk should be completely removed from the meat, then this meat would be mutter. Therefore, if you burn it, and there's no longer any milk in the meat, when this ashes is no longer any milk, even though it's the ashes of meat, the ashes are still mutter. That's the opinion of the Minchas Yaakov. So the Prima Godim says, Hinei ha-Rambam zal oimer b'feirish lehefech. The Rambam explicitly says the opposite. V'perik tes milchas machos asuris In Perek Tes of Hilchas Machlokes Issuos, v'zeh l'shenei b'halacha aleph. This is the lashon of the Rambam in halacha aleph. V'osur b'hano, b'osur b'cholav is osur b'hano, one may not derive benefit, v'koyven oisai, you must bury it, v'afloy osur b'hano, and the ashes are osur b'hano. So you see that the Rambam holds not like the Michas Yaakov. V'chein hevi dvar of the Pritayor also brings the Rambam that holds not like the Michas Yaakov. She'efer, b'osur b'cholav osur b'hano. That one may not derive benefit from the ashes of Basar B'cholav. Ulfi zeh yata lanu ha-din. According to this, the din comes out. Mikol shekein shecham b'cham b'lei reitiv b'basar ha-balua m'cholav. Dehati gufa isur. That if I take a hot piece of Basar B'cholav, of meat that has milk absorbed in it, and this hot piece touches another hot piece of meat, so usually we'll say that two hot pieces of meat that touch, and one is asur, will asur the other one, but not if the isur is absorbed in the piece. We say that an isur that's absorbed, an isur balua, will not asur another piece of meat unless there's roitiv, unless there's liquid to transfer the blios from one piece to the other piece. By basar b'cholav, that the milk is absorbed in the meat, so the milk, since it's only absorbed, will not go into the other piece of meat if there's no rotav. What does go across to the other piece of meat? Only the taste of the meat itself. So according to the Michas Yaakov, it would come out that the other piece of meat would be mutter, because the meat is separated from the milk. The only thing that's going across is the meat, and not the milk. Therefore, the other piece of meat would be mutter. But according to the Rambam, it's asur. Because even if we can completely separate them, the meat and milk, once it has a din of iser, it remains aser. Leshayach the nesparid, the ha'afidu ha'efer aser. And we can't say that if it's separated it's mutter, because even ashes are asers. So therefore, over here too, it's aser. Bayin sim kufhei, b'shach oisid zayin, ubataz v'sham abayir. Leshayach says that the other piece is aser. So this is like the Rambam. So from the Rambam, the Primogodim proves like the Shach. And the Taz argues, the Taz holds that the other piece of meat would be mutter, because the milk doesn't go across. There's just one more clarification. That even though we said before that basar b'cholav, that's not roi l'achila, is mutter to eat, that's only because one does not get benefit from it. But basar b'cholav, even if it's not roi to eat, is also to derive benefit from. So now let's talk about the different types of cooking. Now first let's discuss what's called cooking. To what degree the food has to be cooked in order to be called cooking basar b'cholav. So the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Chesamid Beis, towards the middle of the Amud, says as follows. Kufo, Chatzi Zayis Basur V'Chatzi Zayis Cholav. The volume of a half a Zayis of meat and the volume of a half a Zayis of milk, Shebishlam Zem Zeh, that were cooked together, on Marav Leika Al Echilosi V'Ene Leika Al Bishulei. Rav says one gets Malkus for eating it, but one does not get Malkus for cooking it. So the Gemara asks, Monavshach, if you mitzdarif, you combine the half a kazayas of milk and a half a kazayas of meat, usually in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayas. So over here, what do we say? If we say that the meat and the milk combine to make a kazayas, once you get malchus for cooking it as well, ilay mitzdarfi, if the milk and the meat don't combine, achila nami luki, one should not get malchus for eating it. So the Gemara says, lo'ilam lo'y mitzdarfi. We'll say that the milk and meat do not combine. But over here we're talking about a case by eating that it came from another pot. The milk and meat were cooked together in a big pot, and now they become asur. And now one eats a half a kazayis of milk and a half a kazayis of meat. So since each half a kazayis is basar b'cholav, the meat has milk taste and the milk has meat taste, therefore one gets malchus on eating a half a kazayis of meat and a half a kazayis of milk. But if one would cook a half a kazayis of meat together with a half a kazayis of milk, according to Rav, you would not get malchus. For Levi Amar, af leikal bishuloi. Levi says that you do get malchus on cooking a half a kazayis of meat and half a kazayis of milk. V'chein tana Levi, v'mesnisen, this is what Levi says on the Mishnah. K'shem sheleikal echilasi kach leikal bishuloi. Just like one gets malchus on eating a half a kazayis of milk and a half a kazayis of meat on basar b'cholav, one also gets malchus on cooking a half a kazayis of meat and a half a kazayis of milk. So the Rambam paskens like Levi, then you get malchus and a half a gezeis of milk and a half a gezeis of meat, both for cooking and for eating. Then the Gemara continues, ube'eze bishul amu, v'bishul she'achevim oichlen oisei machmas bishuloi. How much does it have to be cooked in order to be aser? It's enough cooked that others will eat it through this cooking. So Rashi says, achevim, oiv dekachavim, others means oiv dekachavim, goyim will eat it, koloima shenizbashel kol tzolkoi. Rashi says, when you say that they'll eat it, it means that it was cooked kol tzolkoi, which usually means it was cooked to the full amount, completely cooked. But the Ritva says, on this Rashi, that when Rashi says nizbashel kol tzolkoi, he means kamaychel ben drusoi. Maychel ben drusoi were the highway robbers who used to eat on the go, and they would eat food either half-cooked or a third cooked. So once the food is cooked, either a third or half, one is chayev for bishul basar b'cholov. There's also a psak of the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh says that if it's less than that, it's asur midrabbanan. However, the Pri Megadim, in the paragraph starting with Kama Yevashal, says at the end that even though there's no malchus, unless you cook it, k'macha ben drusoi, it's still asur midai vaisa, in achila and hano, even if it's cooked less than mechel ben drusoi. So now let's see, what's the din of roasting and frying basar b'cholov? So the Pri Megadim in Mishpat Seizov Sifkot Aleph and Rabbi Kivegu and the Piskei Tshuva all bring the Pri Chodesh that holds that roasting and frying basar b'cholov is also asur midai vaisa. But the Chavos Das brings Rashi and Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Dalet Amud Beis, that hold that it's drabbanan. Because the Gemara there asks, when it says, L'sevashel gadi b'chalev imoy, how do we know chalev means milk? Maybe chalev means chalev imoy. Maybe it's also to cook it in the fat of its mother, not in the milk of its mother. So the Gemara at the end says, we learn it out from the Pasuk, it says, L'sevashel gadi, derech bishul asra toiva. And cooking in milk is derech bishul. But cooking in fats is not bishul. Rashi says, "En a bishul ela tigun." It's only roasting. Cooking in fats is not called bishul, since there's no liquid. It's only called frying. This is also the opinion of Tosfos. So we see that Rashi and Tosfos hold that frying is not called derech bishul. Therefore, it should be mutter midai reisa. But Pri Chodesh says, there's no proof from the Gemara. Because when the Gemara says that frying is not derech bishul, it means we can prove from derech bishul that it must be talking about milk. Because if b'chalev imoy is b'chalev imoy, that's also to cook in its fats, the Torah shouldn't use bishul, which is a liquid, if the main cooking b'chalev is not a liquid. But since the Torah uses the lashon bishul, which is a liquid, therefore we can infer that the pasuk is talking about cholav, milk. But once we know that bishul is asur by basar b'cholav, tzli, roasting, and tigun, frying, will also be asur. So the Pri Megadim brings the Michas Yaakov that holds only halfway like the Pri Chodesh. He holds that tzli, roasting, is included in bishul basar b'cholav, since we find in the Torah many times that bishul is called tzli, like Pesach and other places. We'll see in other places in the Gemara, the heart, it says, Kairil Acha Bishuloi, you can cut it after cooking, which means after roasting. So therefore, roasting is included in Bishul. But Tigun, frying, he learns from the Gemara, like the Chavos Das, that it's not included in Bishul. So now let's see one more piece. Let's see inside the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Dalet. The Piskei Tshuva says, Bahano, Ayin Berhetiv, V'ayin B'tshuvas Shar Ephraim, Simen Lamed Ches. Shepasak Bechemo Shenizbashla B'gdeiro Shel Boser Bas Yoima. That he paskened by butter that was cooked in a Ben Yoma meat pot means that it was used within the last 24 hours. After 24 hours from when a pot is used, the pliyas do not asur anymore. And we'll learn later about this is because of Nesen Tam of Gam. The taste of the pot no longer tastes good and no longer asur food cooked in it. A pot will only asur food cooked in it within 24 hours. This does not mean that you do not have to do a gola. You have to do a gola and an asur pot even after 24 hours. Because if a gzera, maybe you'll come to cook it within the 24 hours. but the food cooked in the pot is mutter. So what happens if it was the butter was cooked in a meat pot within 24 hours of cooking meat? So now this butter has a din of basar b'cholav. It has the taste of the pot that went into the butter, and now this butter is asr. So he says, asr lahadluk leheyu habayis. You cannot use this butter as an oil to light your house. Mitam she'asr b'hana, because now this oil, since it was cooked in a meat pot, is asr b'hana. V'gam lahadluk b'ner chanukah. It's also asr to use this oil, this butter, to light ner chanukah. After mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu, even though we have a klal in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah and other places, that mitzvahs are not given to derive benefit from, and therefore it is not considered as if one is having hanah benefit from the oil. Mikom makoim, asr, it's still asr to light with this butter. Kiven de mener chanukah by shir. Since mener chanukah you need a shir, it has to last for half an hour, and when you light it, there must be enough oil that the fire will go for half an hour. Or basar b'cholav, kiven she'asar b'hana, ketusim mechtes shiva. But basar b'cholav, since it's asar b'hana, we say ketusim mechtes shiva. We say that the shear is crushed, meaning that the rabbanon give it a din as if it does not exist. Therefore, it's halachically considered that there's no oil here, and therefore we just say there's no shear, and since Ner Chanukah needs a shear of oil for half an hour, therefore one may not use it for Ner Chanukah. So now over there in the Shari Ephraim, he says that even though we usually do not say Ketusim Mechtes Shiura by all Yisroel No, we only say Ketusim Mechtes Shiura by those that there's a mitzvah to burn them. But those that are supposed to be buried, we do not say Ketusim Mechtes Shiura. He learns this out of a Tosfos in Sukkah. But the Shari Ephraim says a Chiddush that even by something that's buried, the reason why we do not say Ketusim Mechtes Shiura is since it exists for a long time. But if I'm going to burn something that's supposed to be buried, the second I bury it, since it will be non-existent very shortly, we say Ketusim Mechtes Shiura, and therefore there's no shear, and therefore we cannot use it for Ner Chanukah. That's the Shari Ephraim. So the Pesach Tshuva brings Eliyahu Rabba in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, that asks on the Shari Ephraim, that why do you have to come on to say Ketusim Mechtes Shiura? It should be asked, because you're cooking Basar B'cholav. So Eliyahu Rabba says that by Basar B'cholav we say Yishu Bishul Achar Bishul. Even if it's cooked once, if I cook it again, it's called Bishul. And if I'm cooking Basar B'cholav, therefore he does not understand why he has to come out to do some extra Shiura. It should be Asa to use this butter for Ner Chanukah, since I'm now cooking something that's Asa because of Basar B'cholav. However, the Primi Godim over there says that when do we say this Bishul Achar Bishul by Basar B'cholav? That's only if I take, for example, a cooked piece of meat and cook it with cooked milk. Even though they were both previously cooked, if I cook them together, it's now asr to cook. But to take a piece of meat that was cooked in milk and cook it again, there's no isr of bishul basar b'cholav. Because since it was cooked already together, we do not say that there's any more cooking when I cook it together again. So that's the machlokes of bishul achar bishul by basar b'cholav.